everyone. This is your host, David John Oates, and this is the Weekly Reverse Speed Show. And as always, brought to you from Adelaide, South Australia, the land down under. So I had someone the other day make a little post on some Facebook or YouTube or something like that saying they found it very difficult to understand my thick accent. So and I chuckled when I read it. I thought, thick? You haven't heard a thick Australian accent. My accent's quite mild. Some of the oddities accents are so thick, I even have trouble understanding them. So there you go. So I'm presenting a phenomenon of language that requires listening to sounds that have different accents and tonalities. And it's only appropriate that you have an Australian accent delivering all this fine information. So there you go. All right, news, training class starts April the 1st. If you are contemplating taking this class, you're running out of time to sign up, so get cracking. Training class starts April the 1st. So, okay, and so what we're going to be doing today is we're going to look at the difference between truth and lies in my presentation to you this morning, and for the first hour anyway. And then in the second hour we have a reverse speech practitioner, Debbie Fitzgerald, and she's going to be presenting some reversals on her clients. There we go. Oh, I've got some nice new information, interesting information for you. If you want to call in and speak to me during the show, I love getting your calls. The phone number to call is 844-769-2944. I hope you can understand my accent when I say it. 844-769-2944. There we go. Okay, so to look at truth and lies, we're actually going to probe into the UFO field and some of the strange bit of information that come out of ufology sometimes. But some of it's quite true. And so let's look at someone who's telling the truth, and we will see what sort of reversals they have. This is a chap by the name of Philip Corso, who went public about 20 years. He's now dead, of course. Who went public 20 years ago, claiming that he had seen alien bodies and crash wreckage from a spaceship that crashed in Roswell, New Mexico, 1947, the infamous Roswell incident. And so here he is talking about seeing an alien body.
Saw a body at Fort Riley, Kansas, but I put that out of my mind until I could corroborate information.
And here he says backwards, I looked at it.
I looked at it.
Okay, now that's indicates a true reversal. He's telling the reversal gives us extra information about the forwards, and that's what we're looking for if we're looking for truth or lies. Does the reversal give extra information? Is it congruent with, or is it contradictory or incongruent with the forward dialogue? Okay, so here's another one. This is also on Philip Corso.
Could you have been looking at a dummy, a non being?
You know, I told people in late interviews that I will not criticize the system service.
And here he says, art, they're hiding it. Art's the name of the radio show host, Art Bell. Okay, so here it is. Art, they're hiding it. And so once again, that gives us extra information about the story. They're hiding it. So the first two reversals would seem to indicate he's telling a true story. We have factual reversals that are giving us extra information. All right, next one along.
There was no question in my mind what it was. I know the difference between a body like that I saw there and a dummy.
And he says they got it.
They got it.
So once again, giving extra information, they got it. They got the body. I looked at it. Art, they're hiding it. So there we have three congruent reversals, what we call congruent reversals. And in this case, these congruent reversals show that he's telling a true story. All right, here's a person who claims to have seen a UFO over Phoenix. Here we go.
No nonsense, people. Reporting very accurately. And that adds, in my book, a dimension of credibility to the whole thing.
And this one says UFO hovered. Okay, so reversal is communicating extra information. UFO hovered. So once again, it is a true story. Okay, so interesting. All right, now we're going to look at. Well, that was a true story. Let me pull out some other ones. Here is a NASA spokesman talking. Oh, hang on, we're the wrong one. Sorry, we'll go back to it. A NASA spokesman talking about Mars, the Mars rover.
Outside of the Earth, of course, we look at Mars and we look at Europa. And with this recent excitement about Europa and then, of course, these two missions that were proposed that weren't selected, I think that there was some disappointment.
This one says, and we see something in it.
And we see something in it.
Wow.
And we see something in it. And we see something in it.
Okay, so that's interesting. And talking about Mars, what did they see in it? That's an interesting reversal. Here we have. Oh, I've got so many. All right, here we have an interesting one talking about, is there life in space?
Certainly, if you do the math, the probability is very high, almost 100%, that there is life out there and a very good chance that there's intelligent life somewhere out there.
Mm-hmm. That's quite a statement to make.
And there is life.
There is life.
There is life. There is life.
So, yeah, giving us the extra information, there is life. Okay. All right, so let's move on, and we're going to let's look at an obvious lie, shall we? This is an Air Force spokesman who went public saying that the Roswell incidents was just test dummies. So here he goes.
Let me read my prepared statement, and then we'll roll a short video that Captain McAndrew will talk about.
And when he talks about the video, he says, we faked it.
We faked it.
So there we go. That's a bit of a funny reversal on the video that they're going to play, showing that it was just test dummies, not alien bodies. Here's another one.
I'm sorry. I just don't have any information for that. All I know is what the Air Force did, and that if you overlay much of their claims and you look at the Air Force scientific research, you can see it's obvious that what we're talking about at Roswell.
And he says, share a secret with NASA.
Share a secret with NASA.
Okay, so that gives us extra information. There is some secret or information that they got in the Roswell crash that they are sharing their information, their secret information with NASA. So that gives us extra information. All right, here's a chap by the name of Victor who spoke with a voice changer and on the radio claiming that he worked for the government in Area 51 and they interviewed a captured alien in Area 51. So here we go.
The dog and pony show of a medical team handling the physical debilities of these beings is one of the constant sources of paranoia and chaos within the administration of these programs.
This one says E.T. was here to live and walk.
E.T. was here to live and walk.
So once again, that is a congruent reversal. He's giving us extra information. So when he says the government had ETs that they had captured and were interrogating, and the reversal is a congruent reversal. He's telling a true story. And here is the next one.
So you're saying we really have not effectively communicated with them. There has been no vocal communication?
The aliens do not speak.
This reversal says it's from the Pallades. So it's giving us extra information. Now, once again, we can conclude this man is telling a true story. His reversal gives us extra information. And he talks about the ETs being abused.
Yeah, the alien was the intention. The maltreatment of the aliens stems from our essential helplessness to either help or affect them.
And this verse says they laid with abuse. So once again, it gives us extra information about his story. So we can assume he's telling a true story. That's how you determine whether someone is telling the truth, is are their reversals congruent? In other words, are they communicating factual information about their story or extra information about their story? Okay, here's another one. Let's play this one.
They have appeared in an incomprehensible panoply of circumstances in front of private individuals who are then left, metaphorically speaking, wandering in the wilderness.
This one says, send a whirlwind, you know E.T.'s your friend.
Send a whirlwind and you're not going to eat your girlfriend. Send a whirlwind and you're not going to eat your girlfriend.
No, there you go. It's another reversal that gives extra information. Okay. All right. Okay. Let's have a look at some. I'm just trying to think which one should I play next. I played you the NASA reversals. Oh, let's play you some more reversals from NASA talking about Mars. Here we go.
And for the record, I think it's interesting that if you look at some Mars pictures, you find Kermit the Frog and a couple smiley faces on Mars. So personally, I've never been convinced with this.
I see.
And reversals, these ships are on it, but nobody's getting answered. Wow. Yeah, nice and clear. So that's an interesting reversal. What ships is he talking about? What answers are they trying to get? I don't know. It makes you ask all sorts of questions, doesn't it? Let's have another look. The one I'm trying to find is, I know. This is this one here. The NASA spokesman talking about Mars.
Shortly after it got there, when the mapping began that year, Viking Orbiter 1 sent back the picture, and somebody noticed it on there, and it was kind of a neat thing.
And this one says, we're involved with Cydonia. Cydonia is a region of Mars that allegedly has alien structures, ruins of. And this reversal from an interview 20 years ago would imply that the Mars are actually interested in the Cydonia region, that NASA is actually interested in the Cydonia region of Mars. All right, here is another interesting reversal.
This feature that looks like a face, I believe, is about a mile across.
Okay.
And it's way below Hubble's resolution. The resolution we have is good for sort of global monitoring of Mars and sort of looking at Mars as a weather satellite would look at Earth.
This one says we're riding a shielded vessel.
We're riding a shielded vessel.
We're riding a shielded vessel.
We're Martin, shield vessel.
Okay, so what are they doing with a shielded vessel, and where is the vessel from? Interesting reversals. Okay. Let's see, here we have another interesting one.
Try to deploy the rover ramps, but the rover team and the pedal team, the mechanical team, and the airbag team have looked at it very, very carefully, and they've concluded that the safe thing to do is to attempt this additional retraction. Now,
this one says, released our brain in the east.
We need to get a brain in the east.
Yeah, there it is. I wonder what she means by released our brain in the east. And some people will wonder whether there was another spacecraft that they released. I don't know. All right, here we have another reversal.
These very dramatic differences in temperature and wind between just 5 feet up and right down to the surface, it suggests that in the immediate neighborhood of the surface, there's in effect a distinct microenvironment.
This one says subversing our government.
Subversing our government.
Ooh, well, that makes you wonder what's going on, doesn't it? Subversing our government. Very interesting reversal. Okay. Here is another one. Wow.
Imagining the rover traversing along this pathway, and we'll find out as it happens exactly what path she decides to take.
This one says, yes, it's now seditious.
Yes, it's now seditious.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Here we have NASA photographer Michael Malin talking about Mars.
You know, to their concern and they're upset that it's not going to go, all I can say is, geez, I'm sorry. That's the reality of the thing.
It says, hear the lie with Satellite 7.
You know why you respect Satellite 7.
So is something going on in Mars with the seventh satellite they went up there that we weren't being told the truth about? And clearly NASA's interested in more than just science, as they claim. Here we have another one.
The selection on who gets to use Hubble is made by committees, peer-reviewed committees of other astronomers who come to Baltimore, meet at the Institute. They sort through the proposals, make their recommendations to our director.
And this one says, what's locked up with their starship, this needs to be known. Yes, it certainly does need to be known. If there's a starship out there that they have access to, that the reversal would tend to suggest, they need to know what's locked up in the starship. So, all right, here we have another reversal from NASA talking about Mars.
Outside of the Earth, of course, we look at Mars and we look at Europa. And with this recent excitement about Europa and then, of course, these two missions that were proposed that weren't selected, I think that there was some disappointment.
And this one says, and we see something in it.
And we see something in it.
So all of these reversals are giving us extra information. It shows that NASA's more interested in Mars than what they've told us. Okay, and the reversals are what we call congruent reversals. They are giving us extra information. Okay, all right. Then we are going to look at some unusual reversals that I can't really explain. This is Mars photographer Michael Malin.
But I can't be any more specific than that, any more than you could, you know, predict what the stock market's going to be in 3 years.
Mars reversal says, between the dome and the land, they give us the storm we need.
Between the dome and the land, they give us the storm we need.
All right, so what storm is he talking about? What's the dome in the land? Here we have an interesting metaphor.
Well, there are two things. The thing I normally tell them is I'll certainly give it a try, but I can't guarantee that I'm going to get a picture of it.
And so I say, he's going to meet your new father in the light. Interesting metaphor. Wow. Okay. All right. And here we have another one.
A day after that, the spacecraft, or the, you know, goes up to the spacecraft into the camera. A day after that, we fly over and it takes the picture. And the day after that, the picture comes down.
This one says, deceive our ships with little blank. Wow. Wow. Are they photoshopping pictures or something? That's an interesting reversal, isn't it? Okay, all right. And here we have another one from Mike Malin.
That I got the picture? Or that? Well, no, you see, I actually have to target the pictures. So I say, hey, look, we're going to – it looks like the ground track's going over the face. Okay, put that target in, okay?
And he says, I found the vessel. I don't know what to tell you. There are reversals that appear to be related to the story and appear to be giving us extra information over what he said forward. So we would assume that he is giving a true story. Okay. Let me have a look at what else we got from Michael Mayer. All right, here's our break music, folks. We're going to go to a break. Back after this.
What if we already know how to prevent and to reverse every known so-called disease? What if the government is in cahoots with the allopathic system to hide this information from you to keep you weak and enslaved to their system? What if living a higher quality of life than you ever thought possible was available to you now? Well, it's true. It's easier and more cost-effective than you think, and so life-changing that your only regret will not be having done it sooner. Because you already know what the answer is. Royal Velvet Pure. You've heard Jeff talk about it. You've heard the incredible testimonies that it has scores of benefits and it works for everyone. Now you may not know this. We have partnered with Jeff to empower you, giving you an opportunity we do not give anyone else. When you buy two Royal Velvet Pure, we give you another one free. Want to take that first step toward freedom and positive transformation? Go to royalvelvetnow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner or call us toll-free 1-877-488-7423.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speak Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speak Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speak Session Work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077. Hey, we're back. Looking at truth and lies in the UFO alternate field. We just examined some reversals that were telling us the truth. And now we're going to look at some reversals that are telling us a lie. And these are ones I found on alternate UFO guy called Donald Marshall. And Donald Marshall claims to have seen claims to have been involved with the cloning programs by a race of the lizards and the Illuminati. And he has done quite a few interviews about it, talking about these aliens and Illuminati cloning. So let us look at some of his reversals and see what they have to tell us. Here's the first one.
Now, it also has another floor devoted to gene splicing. You should see some of the stuff I've seen. Beaver rats and all kinds of stuff. They're trying to make weapons for war, and they showed me everything. They thought I was loyal. They started showing me everything. They totally thought I was loyal.
And this reversal says, this is not honest.
This is not honest.
This is not honest. This is not honest.
Okay, so there we go. That doesn't start off very well, does it? Here's the next one.
So have you taken a lie detector test yet?
Not yet, no. I haven't had one available. But the thing is, it's so widespread, this the corruption stuff. It's even bigger than what you truthers think that it is.
And he says, I said doubts.
I said doubts.
Okay, here we have another one.
Something to do with how a person becomes a quadriplegic. Just the first second before they're a quadriplegic, they can't feel any pain, stabbing their thigh or anything, just like a quadriplegic can. Well, but they can still move around and stuff. They've done it to me. It feels weird. Like, they let me stab myself.
This person says, we fake it.
We fake it.
Okay, now notice the difference between these reversals and the ones we just played on Mars and NASA. These reversals are different. Here's another one.
How lizards kill people, right? I've witnessed the head wiggy thing go into the eye. They showed me. The thing is, the Illuminati are basically using me.
And he says, my bullshit.
My bullshit.
Oh, it's not boding very well for him. And here we have a rather vulgar reversal.
And they, well, I got all the info when they thought that I was absolutely loyal to them, okay? For years, I acted loyal to them. I even had to almost give myself Stockholm Syndrome.
This one says, so I fart in the wolf.
So I fart in the wolf.
Yeah, well, great disrespect. Disrespecting himself and his own wolf, okay? And here we have next one.
I've never done cocaine in real life, but they made me do cocaine there so I could do speed rappy stuff, because like Busta Rhymes type of stuff. Just can't do that like just off the bat. But that stuff really speeds you up. It actually gave my clone a heart attack a couple times.
And this one says, help, you are sick.
Help, you're sick.
So is he the sick man? Is he asking for help? I think this reversal would answer that question, this next one.
The person's debilitated for an unknown amount of time. I don't know how long. But when they come back, they have to have some recovery time. But when they come back, they are not the person anymore. They are then the lizard.
And this one says, muck inside my head.
Muck inside my head.
See, this would tell me this man is a very sick little puppy. Help, you are sick. Muck inside my head. Here's the next one.
You're going to have to do something about it because the thing is, sometimes these people, they get a pet lizard, one of their very own. Like Elizabeth's one is called Matilda, and Kissinger's one is called Herbert.
This one says, keeps his madness.
Keeps his madness.
So, not boding very well for Donald Marshall. His reversals are basically incongruent and say he's telling a true story. Why is he doing it? I think he wants notoriety, as this reversal would seem to suggest.
No cost at all. Basically, maintenance. They just got to get tissue from him. Now, Britney Spears put in her video, she said a fantasy of hers was to blow up a cloning station.
This versa says, I live when they look.
Wait it, run it.
Yeah, there we go. I live when they look. Let's just play that again. Here we go.
No cost at all. It's basically maintenance. They just got to get tissue from you. Now, Britney Spears put in her video, she said a fantasy of hers was to blow up a cloning station.
And I live when they look.
Wait it, run it.
Yeah, he feels alive. He enjoys the adulation of others, is what that would tell me. And there's another one that tells me the same thing too. Where is it? Can't see the other one. This one. Feel I wanted a bud, or short for buddy. Is it forwards?
All kinds of stuff there. There's nothing to do there, though, once you do all the stuff and the novelty wears off. But then you're not allowed to leave. If you want to leave, they only keep you if you're used for something. Well, good looking for sex or something, or have some kind of...
And here it says, feel I wanted a bud.
Feel I wanted a bud.
Huh.
Feel I wanted a bud. Feel I wanted a bud.
Yeah, feel I wanted a bud or a buddy, I guess is how you would interpret that. All right, okay, let's look at some more on Donald Marshall. Here we have this one here.
But now they said they've upgraded the technology in the last 10 years, so now they only need blood. What they used to do with the tissue.
And it says, we shit through its evil.
We shit through its evil.
Yeah, okay. Here we have the next one.
Picture this. I'm memory repressed about everything. Couldn't remember anything. I'm still getting side effects from this. I was memory repressed about the cloning stuff until I was 30 years old. They call it the awakening when they give you back the memories.
And so it says, send more stuff with our sign.
Send more stuff with our sign.
Send more stuff with our sign.
That's a little bit harder to interpret. I'm not too sure what he means by send more stuff with our sign. All right, here we have another one.
Now there's replication cloning where it comes up as a baby, right? Put the cells in and make the same person as a baby. Well, there's duplication cloning as well where they grow you in a big thick tank full of water.
And this one says, then serve mess.
And serve mess.
Huh.
And serve mess.
Yeah.
And serve mess.
Yeah, that's certainly there too. Then serve mess. Mess, emotional confusion, chaos. Okay. All right. And then we're going to move down to this one, which means really nothing.
Somebody said something about the Mark 1 to 4 clones, and the first one being called the organic robotoid. And that's what it was called, even though there's no robotic parts in it at all.
This one says, and they go for lock, need more surfing.
And they go for lock, need more surfing.
And they go for lock, need more surfing. And they go for lock, need more surfing.
Another tough reversal to interpret. Okay, all right. And it actually means nothing. And that's one of the things that we look at is when we're determining fantasy or truth or lies. Clearly, part of it is a straight-out lie, because reverse is like my bullshit. But part of it is also a fantasy and a delusion. Example, here's this reversal. It's a really quite bizarre.
It has to agitate the tissue, they told me when I was a kid, to a certain degree. I guess, like they said, the easiest way to tell a person in layman's terms about it is, you know, when you have a hangnail and you pull it off and the white stuff that accumulates inside.
As I said, see, love was nursed, the mailmen suffer.
See, love was nursed, the mailmen suffer.
I'll be bothered.
See, love was nursed, the mailmen suffer.
Never heard mailman in reverse before, so if it's a metaphor, it's a new one, but I've never heard it. So the mailmen suffer, and here he says next reversal, and I suffered. Here's the forwards.
The other ones, they keep them for backup bodies until they wear out the first one. Sex-wise, you know, not trying to be vulgar or anything, but they do a lot of vulgar stuff there.
And I suffered.
And no surface.
And no surface. And no surface.
Yeah, well, there you go. Okay. And I suffered. So what has he suffered? He said this is not honest. Here's another one that would indicate it's not a true story.
So have you taken a lie detector test yet?
Not yet, no. I haven't had one available, but the thing is, it's so widespread, this the corruption stuff. It's even bigger than what you truthers think that it is. It's
And this one says, I said doubts.
I said doubts.
So there we go. Doubts over his story, I would imagine. Here's another one that's rather bizarre.
Well, no, she said the Queen of England is there, and she eats people. And there's lizards there. No, she said demons. Well, some people call them demons. They call themselves demons, too. Well, then there's demons there, and they listen to her. Well, nope.
This one says, I need the lock, we'll be muscle.
I need the lock will be muscle.
All right, now these are actually quite bizarre, strange reversals. That's one sign of delusion in reverse speech is reversals that make no sense. Here we have one that's not too sure what this one means. Let's listen to the forwards on this.
They just keep the electricity to the clone. They could do it to me, like, at any time. But I told too many people, and they're all waiting to see if I have an aneurysm now or a heart attack, which it can happen to. They've done this to so many people. It's remote-controlled execution, like assassination.
This one says, and I face the deal on it.
I face the deal on it.
All right, so I don't know what the deal is. I face the deal on it. Some deal, some something. I don't know. The verse doesn't really, tell us what, does it? We face the deal on it. Here we got one that says it's a guilt.
That's what they've done to me. They tortured me there for like a torture spectacle. Right. If you look, I should have had it on my miniature tablet here, but I forgot to.
That's what it says, the guilt.
The guilt.
The guilt. The guilt.
Yeah, certainly there. What is he guilty over? I think he's guilty because he's telling a little bit of a fib. Okay. Here's the next one.
I've made songs for them there about not having dreams anymore and your dreams are lost and blah, blah, blah. Your heart this, heart that. Like, I made a lot of songs there.
Can I ask, Donald, how do you know that you're the real you?
That's what else it says. You make your bad.
You make up that.
You make up that. You make up that.
Or you make your bed. Hang on, let's play it again.
You make up that.
You make up that.
No, it's bad.
You make up that.
Bad. B-A-D. he's creating this story. He's creating this negative situation. Is what he's talking about it. Okay. Why is he doing that? Well, there's suffering. There's muck inside his head. He has reversal that says grief would say this.
Nobody's going to say this for fear of clone torture, remote control death, or death by lizards 1,000 times until you die by a heart attack or something.
And this reversal say grief would say this.
Grief or fastidious.
Grief or fastidious. Grief or fastidious.
Yeah, it certainly is. Okay, all right. Grief would say this. And then we have, here's another one.
Okay, lizard's been around a long time, like since before ancient Egypt and everything. And the symbol, you know, that eye, the eye of Horus with the squiggly hanging out of it.
And so it says, we'll miss a brain.
We'll miss a brain.
We'll miss a brain. We'll miss a brain.
Nice and clear reversal. I'm sure you'd agree with that. Oh, we'll miss a brain. Maybe his brain. I don't know. But you can see the difference between these reversals and the one I played in the first half hour that says I looked at it. These reversals are incongruent with his story, tapping into bizarre unconscious patterns and straight out lies. And see, that's how you tell the difference between truth and lies. Is it congruent or incongruent? Are the reversals make any sense? Here's another one.
Now I have to tell you about the parasitic aspect of the lizards and why the Illuminati and the governments use them, okay? I'm saying this in a nutshell because it's very important. I want to get it all out on your show.
And this one says, and I eat animal.
Can that eat animal?
Huh.
Can that eat animal? Can that eat animal?
Yeah, well, it's certainly there. I guess he eats animals. I don't know. Well, we all eat animals, or well, meat eaters anyway. Vegetarians don't. So in that sense, it's just makes more sense, really. Here's another one.
Somebody said something about the Mark 1 to 4 clones, and the first one being called the organic robotoid. And that's what it was called, even though there's no robotic parts in it at all.
And this one says, and they go for lock, need more surfing.
In April, a lock need more surfing.
Yeah, certainly there.
In April, a lock need more surfing. In April, a lock need more surfing.
Okay, would appear to be another incongruent reversal. Okay, all right. So let's move right along and look at another one here. It's this one here. Here we go.
Well, Britney Spears made a video about this place because thing was to get advertised and promoted and stuff, she had to basically sell her clone, use of her clone, at the cloning center. So the thing was she signed up right away.
This one says, mock her voice.
Mock her voice.
Mock her voice. Mock her voice.
Okay, all right. Mock her voice. Mocking Britney Spears, I guess. By saying she's involved in this cloning outfit. Okay. All right. Here we have one where he says, "So sad."
They're not, though. They're just a species of lizard that survived the extinction of the dinosaurs by being way, way underground.
This one says, so sad.
So sad.
So sad. So sad.
Nice and congruent. Okay, all right. Here we have another one.
Just the Facebook. Oh, I have a site about... these lizards, drill lizards. Think of drill lizards at webs.coms. It's about those.
Okay, good God spell.
Good God spell.
Good God spell. Good God spell.
that's an interesting reversal, isn't it? Good God spell. Here's another one that means absolutely nothing.
And my family is there, my family members and everything, and they said they're not going to lie on the lie detector test about it. It's pretty big.
And this one says, earning if you rent.
Earning if you rent.
Huh.
Earning if you rent. Earning if you rent.
Yeah, certainly there, no doubt over that. But it means absolutely nothing, okay? And when you see absolutely nothing, then it's not only this case of delusion or a straight out lie. This one is a straight out lie. Well, part of it is anyway, because of the reversals that I play. This is not honest. The guilt, we fake it. What else was there? My bullshit. Help, you are sick. Keeps his madness. Did I play keeps his madness? I think so. He keeps his madness.
You're going to have to do something about it, because the thing is, sometimes these people, they get a pet lizard, one of their very own. Like Elizabeth's one is called Matilda, and Kissinger's one is called Herbert.
And keeps his madness.
Keeps his madness.
Keeps his madness. Keeps his madness.
Yeah, not a good reversal. I mean, it's a nice, clear reversal, but the message it communicates is not good. And so this is just a straight-out lies and delusions. Well, at least from this one tape anyway. We're going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm actually going to be doing some more recordings on Donald Marshall. We'll do see if his next recording comes up with the same information. But certainly the first one doesn't bode very well for him. Here we have another one.
They own Hollywood, right? So, and they get their ideas. They all discuss stuff at the cloning station, like all night. It gets pretty boring there, because first, once they do the sex, 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 sex.
This one says that fuss sucks.
That fuss sucks.
Huh?
That fuss sucks. That fuss sucks.
Okay. So, scattered, meaningless reversals that don't make much sense, mixed among some straight-out lies. So we've got a bit of fantasy, a bit of embellishment, a bit of lies. Here's a reverse that tends to support the fantasy notion. Here we go.
He said, I asked him one time at the cloning station, because they would bring him there and ask him what it was like and everything, and like he was a celebrity or something. It was weird, like. And they're all trying to act evil like they're vampires or something.
And this one says, your dreams.
Your dreams.
Your dreams. Your dreams.
That would imply fantasy, your delusion, your dreams. Okay. Let me see. We're pretty much through all the reversals. Here's a one that just makes no sense at all.
You only half see things, and I always figured it was the lizard in the eye thing, because I get introduced.
And this one says they're dying in Brazil.
Yes, they're dying in Brazil.
Yes, they're dying in Brazil. Yes, they're dying in Brazil.
Okay, maybe the race of lizards who survived the dinosaurs are dying in Brazil. I don't know. Here's another one.
Your mental stuff, right? Everything that you are, basically. But they need babysitters because they go pretty whack. Sometimes they're missing some stuff. It's flawed. But the thing is, just like those lizards do with the eyeball thing and squiggling into the head.
This one says, you've seen the madness skull. You look bored here.
You see with madness skull, you're bored here.
You see with madness skull, you're bored here.
Okay, all right. Is he bored during the interview? And what's the madness skull? See, this is what worries me about these reversals on Donald Marshall. They just really don't make much sense. Like, here's another one.
I don't even want to say, because it's over the top ridiculous, and I don't want to even endorse this stuff that they say. but they said it was possible that I could be.
This one says, I've done a soul schedule.
More down a self schedule.
More down a self schedule. More down a self schedule.
All right, no, folks, we're going to go to our break. Don't touch that keyboard. We'll be back right after this. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.